Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 4th. You'll be interested to know. 27 years ago, today in 1996, the unmanned space vehicle Mars Pathfinder launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with the mission to explore the surface of Mars. This pioneering journey marked a significant step in our quest to understand the Red Planet. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high swell with occasional stomach-high sets on Wednesday morning, transitioning to semi-choppy conditions in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect fight a waist-high swell with semi-glassy mornings and semi-choppy afternoons. Friday will feature need a waist-high swell in the morning, building to chest-high sets in the afternoon, remaining semi-glassy throughout. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 11. After that, it's fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5 foot incoming mid-tide when the northwest swell is 2.5 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot just before 10 a.m. with a 1/2 foot low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 55 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies with a high near 66 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 10. A low around 49, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the morning on Thursday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 66. Friday and Saturday will be sunny, with highs around 73 and 74. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the 50s. Sunday brings mostly sunny skies, with a high near 68, and patchy fog returning at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Oceanside is set to launch its sand retention pilot project, featuring an artificial reef and headlands designed as living speed bumps to slow ocean currents that erode the coastline. Coastal Zone Administrator James Timberlake explained that Tyson Street Park was chosen for its significant erosion issues. The project, inspired by designs from the Australian International Coastal Management Team, aims to retain sand and reduce current impacts. However, concerns regarding environmental effects and surf access have arisen. Community leaders like Bob Ashton of Save Oceanside Sand emphasize the importance of monitoring and adapting the design as needed. Construction is projected to begin in late 2026 or early 2027, with an estimated cost of $31 million. Now on to sports. The latest college football playoff rankings reveal Ohio State and Alabama as key players heading into the conference championship weekend. With at least 8 teams seemingly secure, the rankings could still shift dramatically. Notably, the matchup between number 8 Southern Methodist and number 17 Clemson could disrupt the standings, especially if Clemson pulls off an upset. Ohio State, at number 6, remains poised for a playoff bid, thanks to its victories over number 3 Penn State and number 9 Indiana. Conversely, Army and South Carolina face challenges in their playoff pursuits. In local sports, tonight, the Kings at 14-8-3 take on the Stars at the Crypto.com Arena. Tomorrow night, the Lakers, standing at 12-9, battle the Miami Heat, who are 9-10, at the Kaseya Center. Anthony Davis, boasting 27.8 points per game, leads the Lakers against Tyler Herro's 23.7 for Miami. The Heat are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, in a surprising twist in college football recruiting, billionaire Larry Ellison played a pivotal role in helping the University of Michigan secure Bryce Underwood, the nation's top high school quarterback. This unexpected connection surfaced when a Michigan booster group announced Ellison and his wife, Karen Zhu, as key contributors to their recruitment effort. Zhu, a Michigan alumna, previously had little online presence. The duo's involvement shifted Michigan's fortunes as they began supporting the school before the recruitment intensified. With Ellison's backing, the Wolverines are set to welcome Underwood, who could earn upwards of $15 million during his college career. In business news, in a shocking tale of manipulation, billionaire Greg Lindberg has been accused of exploiting a network of egg donors and surrogates, conning many women in the process. One woman, known as Anya, was pressured into an in vitro fertilization process, promising a loving future and substantial financial support. However, after the birth of her son, she was cut out of his life. Lindberg, facing multiple legal troubles, is linked to at least 12 children, with reports indicating he sought donors based on specific looks. The fertility industry, largely self-regulated, is now under scrutiny for its lack of oversight, raising ethical concerns. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $96,500. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 77 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. SpaceX valuation is soaring, with reports indicating the company is in discussions to sell insider shares at a price that would value it at approximately $350 billion. This represents a significant jump from the $255 billion valuation noted last month, and it doubles the $175 billion valuation from December 2023. SpaceX typically conducts tender offers twice a year, enabling employees to liquidate shares to select investors. If this deal finalizes, SpaceX would become the most valuable, venture-backed private company globally. And in entertainment news, Regal Cineworld Group has successfully refinanced its loan facility following a record Thanksgiving box office weekend, showing optimism for a continued recovery in moviegoing by the year 2025. The refinancing includes a $350 million revolving credit facility and a $1.9 billion term loan. This deal follows a historic Thanksgiving weekend that grossed $426 million in North America, surpassing the previous record by over $100 million. Regal Cineworld's CEO, Eduardo Acuna, noted the positive market reception and projected savings of $60 million annually in interest expenses. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Italian actress and model, Monica Bellucci. And she said, "I'm Italian, I take my time. We're not really fast. We're very slow. I had my first child at 40, my second child at 45, James Bond at 50. I'm so curious as to what's next." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.